Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 30 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. So far, no vote in the House of Representatives on a new spending plan. A bipartisan deal that had been agreed upon was torpedoed by President-elect Trump and Elon Musk this week. A different Republican plan was voted down, and now House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be a vote on yet another plan. If a deal does not pass, the government will shut down at midnight, meaning some federal employees will not be working and others would be working without getting paid. The convicted killer of two young girls in Indiana 7 years ago will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Richard Allen sentenced to 130 years in prison for the 2017 murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. 65 years for each murder. Sentences will be served consecutively. Also at sentencing, the families addressing Allen directly, breaking their silence imposed by a gag order.
It's going to be a very busy holiday travel week. AAA says 120 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between tomorrow and New Year's. This is ABC News. A family from Texas desperate for help with immigration after an emergency medical procedure disrupted a mother's court case. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Christina Salazar says she's sad and desperate. The mother of four is married to a U.S. citizen but came to the U.S. undocumented. Salazar had given birth to twins in Houston earlier than expected. Later, her lawyer says, she tried to prove her case to immigration officials. They were immediately deported to a border town where she knew no one. Her lawyer saying Salazar had no clothes, no money. We reached out to immigration officials about this case, but have not heard back. Salazar has since been reunited with her family in Mexico while her lawyer plans next steps.
An event celebrating the top restaurants in Los Angeles earlier this month left a foul taste in their mouths after at least 80 people got sick with norovirus linked to raw oysters. Santa Monica Seafood, who supplied the oysters, said in a statement to ABC News the company is aware of the incident and are cooperating with the Department of Public Health in their investigation. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. Your afternoon forecast today is calling for highs in the lower 30s, north winds of 5 to 15, otherwise partly cloudy. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows down to 5 degrees, light winds. Saturday, Highs of around 20 and partly cloudy. And then Sunday, we finish the weekend out partly sunny with a slight chance for some light snow and mixed precipitation in the late overnight. Highs of 30. At 5 minutes after 12 noon, it's 30 degrees.
Are you looking for the area's go-to spot for great food? Turbo's Bar & Grill in Hub City has you covered. Friday night fish fry with fresh salad bar, homemade soups, roasted chicken and shrimp. Hungry at lunch? Stop in for soup and sandwich specials or the famous hash burger. Prime rib on Saturday night, it's Turbo's in Hub City, where you'll never leave hungry.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin 15-year-old who shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student Monday was only in her first semester at the school, but seemed to be settling in, a school official said Thursday, as families of the victims remembered them as people of faith who had deep connections within the Christian school. Abundant Life Christian School student Ruby Patricia Vergara, 14, of Madison, and teacher Aaron West, 42, of DeForest, were killed Monday. Two other students who were shot remained hospitalized Thursday in critical condition. Barbara Weirs, the school's director for elementary and communications, told the AP that the attack lasted 8 minutes, shorter than the school's regular snack break. She said the community's faith and connection to one another has sustained them as they struggle with the possibility that the shooter's motive might remain undetermined. Police say student Natalie Samantha Rupnow shot herself at the school and died at a Madison hospital. Police have said her motivation for the attack remains a key part of their investigation. This was Rupnow's first semester at ALCS, Weirs said. The school was working with her family on attendance, but teachers had no significant concerns, she said. Vergara's funeral is set for Saturday at City Church, which is adjacent to the school, and West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Madison, where she was a member, according to obituaries published Wednesday and Thursday. Speak up, speak out. Trish Kilpin, director of the Office of School Safety in the Wisconsin Department of Justice, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. She said they encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack. Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools a little bit ago and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold the demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of the plans and that regular attendance rules apply. Some families might choose to excuse their kids. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all of its volunteer dog teams starting right away Monday. They were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study shows that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. The memorial at the school is growing. There are the two big wooden crosses with candles and flowers, even in the snow. A reminder, if you want to support the family and the Abundant Life community, there's the fundraiser hosted by the United Way of Dane County. So far, people have donated about $70,000. Following Monday's school shooting in Madison, there's a cloud of collective grief throughout Wisconsin. Then there are people with their own struggles, missing a loved one, a broken relationship, or just being away from people that they care about. Lisa Hale reports.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report that the holidays just make them feel worse. Psychiatrist Dr. Ibrahim Sablaban says that sadness is a universal human emotion and should be embraced.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppressed, feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support.
Thank you. Republicans will still be in charge when the Wisconsin legislature returns to work in January, but will have the narrowest majorities in years. That's giving Democrats optimism that both sides will be able to work together better than they have in the 6 years since the party's Tony Evers became governor. Both sides are eyeing the state's massive $4 billion budget surplus. What to do with the money will drive debate over the next two-year budget. Questions hang about whether Evers plans to run for a third term in 2026 and how the state will interact with President-elect Donald Trump's administration. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has no interest in running for governor. In year-end media interviews, the Republican leader says he plans to serve out his term and is committed to serving as speaker. Voss says his to-do list for the upcoming legislative session includes tax relief, codifying voter ID laws into state constitution, and creating a government oversight accountability and transparency committee, similar to President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE agency led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Voss said State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu also said K-12 schools and the University of Wisconsin will not get as much state funding as they want. There are talks at the top of State Democratic Party about how to stop a Trump plan.
There are talks at the top of the State Democratic Party about how to stop a Trump plan. Assembly Minority Leader and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer is in discussions with Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Neubauer said they talked about strategies for preventing the mass deportations promised by President-elect Donald Trump. She says the conversation is, quote, nuanced, but wants to keep people in the community.
Thank you, Stuart. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced several new steps to strengthen the agency's oversight of food processing facilities it regulates and ensure safe food. These steps reflect the agency's effort to protect public health through science-based regulation, strong enforcement, and advancement of its prevention-first approach to eliminating foodborne illness. Over the past several months, Listeria has been linked to foodborne illness outbreaks and large-scale recalls of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products, causing the agency to review its process closely. While the agency reviews continue, FSIS is announcing a number of improvements and initiatives that can be implemented quickly. The agency will share more information about additional actions that may be needed after further review and stakeholder engagement. The changes FSIS is announcing fall into three categories: enhancing its science-based approach to mitigate foodborne pathogens, with the key focus on Listeria, improving training and tools for its inspection workforce, and evolving its oversight of regulated facilities with an emphasis on data review and state inspection agreements. FSIS has also issued new guidance to provide more transparency around animal raising claims like no antibiotics ever and pasture raised. As USDA Public Health Regulatory Agency, FSIS is responsible for ensuring the safety of meat, poultry, and egg products, and thereby reducing foodborne illness linked to FSIS-regulated products. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice continues to deny accusations of ethics violations. Mike Gabelman says sanction recommendations from the State Office of Lawyer Regulations are unfounded and have no merit. OLR accuses Gabelman of lying to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, disrupting court proceedings, and violations of Wisconsin's open records laws while he led an unproductive investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Gabelman is offering an affirmative defense, saying one or more of those claims does not actually violate the state's rules on professional conduct for lawyers. Prison time for a 12th drunk driving conviction. 58-year-old John Miner of Toma pled no contest to charges on Thursday and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Miner was pulled over for speeding in April of this year and admitted to a Kaukauna police officer that he was drunk. He then took a swig of vodka from an open bottle before his arrest. Miner, whose drunk driving convictions date back to 1997, apologized in court and said he knows he can't beat his alcoholism on his own. The weather was a factor in a crash in the town of Kickapoo last night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 5:30, a single vehicle crash occurred on Church Road near County Road U in rural Viola. A vehicle driven by Joseph E. Froder, 27, of Evanston, Illinois, was traveling northeast and went off the left side of the roadway in a curve to the right. The vehicle struck a guardrail, traveled down an embankment, overturned, and came to a rest on its roof in a creek. Joseph and his passenger, Julie E. Froder, 62, also of Evanston, Illinois, were treated for minor injuries and declined transport. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Reedstown Fire Department, Reedstown Emergency Medical Service, and the Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad. All units were clear from the scene at approximately 8:30. The DNR celebrates its green tier communities. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end of the year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
It's 30 degrees. WRCO's news time is 12:21. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the end of another successful year for the Green Tier Legacy Communities Charter with three new members, one of which is the city of Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie helped the community reduce the amount of waste going to landfills by increasing the frequency of recycling pickup from biweekly to weekly. The city is promoting renewable energy by installing the first two municipality-owned Level 2 electric vehicle charging stations for both public and city fleet vehicles at its City Hall facility, and installing the city's largest solar array on the wastewater treatment plant. Sun Prairie's sustainability goals include writing a full climate action plan, completing a greenhouse gas inventory, and electrifying 50% of the city's fleet vehicles by 2035. Green Tier Legacy Communities is a network that is committed to helping communities pursue actions that result in thriving communities with healthy environments, engaged residents, and strong economies. Membership helps participants access funding, opportunities, and technical assistance, track their progress over time through annual reporting, as well as learn from each other's experiences. 'Tis the season to hear the sounds of bells ringing outside of your favorite stores across the area. Brittany Merlot has more on ways you can help.
And 'tis the season to hear the sounds of bells ringing outside of your favorite stores across the area. From dropping cash into the bucket to app donations, every penny that goes into that kettle goes back to those in need. But the Salvation Army says that they need more people to volunteer to ring the bells this holiday season. From giving up just an hour or so of your time to ring the bell, or help with other things like serving lunch to shelter families, visit registertoring.com to sign up for a slot. They'll be out collecting donations until 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Thank you, Brittany. Growing Wisconsin magazine is now available. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski announced the 2024 to 2025 edition of the magazine is now available to order. Growing Wisconsin includes stories about educational institutions and organizations that are preparing the future agricultural workforce. Articles also recognize the diversity of Wisconsin's agricultural workforce on farms, in processing facilities, and at agribusinesses. This edition celebrates the Year of the Worker. Wisconsin agriculture has a $116.3 billion impact and is a significant employer in the state. A recent study shared the annually Wisconsin agriculture provides 353,900 jobs, or 9.5% of the state's employment. The magazine is available online at wiagriculture.com, and printed copies can be requested. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Koska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift.
You can also find the gift subscription option at wisconsinhistory.org. Wisconsin's frozen road law takes effect Saturday morning at 12:01 for the northern half of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation designates the region as Zone 1 and 2, which includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point, along with numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. The frozen road determination for other areas of the state will be made when conditions warrant. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. The declaration is issued once the ground under highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches, allowing the maximum gross weight for trucks hauling logs or salt and sand for maintaining roads in the winter to go up to 98,000 pounds on vehicles with a minimum of 5 axles. Special permits for hauling the increased weights are not required in Zone 1 and 2. However, vehicles must be legally licensed at 80,000 pounds to handle the increased weights. The higher weight limits do not apply to county and local roads unless authorized by the local agency having maintenance authority. Also, higher weights may not be transported on any highways or bridges specifically posted for lower weight limits. More information on overweight permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT website by searching for oversize/overweight permits. Haulers with specific questions can contact WisDOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. The department also maintains an interactive map for seasonal weight restrictions, which shows the frozen road boundaries, Class 2 roads, and posted roads. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that the Retail Food Safety Advisory Committee recently transitioned into the Retail Food Safety Advisory Council. Made up of 20 members from across Wisconsin, the council will help promote a culture of food protection in the state, with open communication between government and industry. The council will also provide recommendations to DATCAP in identifying opportunities to promote industry education, training, and consistency, and to address emerging trends in food protection. DATCAP is accepting nominations for the RFSAC through February 1st. Seats representing the following categories are being sought for the council: Wisconsin Grocers Association Representative, Small Retail Food Establishment Serving Meals Operator, Small Retail Food Establishment Not Serving Meals Operator, Convenience Store Operator with Significant Food Service, and a meal establishment operator with a retail food service operation. Members of the RFSAC serve 4-year terms, and the council meets quarterly for a total of 4 times per calendar year. Newly appointed members will start their term in early 2025. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on DATCAP's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. The rebate offer is available for people who buy new endangered resource license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. Since 1994, sales of endangered resource license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or special concern. The DNR works across the department and with partners and volunteers to locate, protect, and manage native plants, animals, and Wisconsin's natural communities from the common to the critically endangered. People can buy a license plate at any time, and there's no need to wait for registration renewal. If you've already renewed for 2024 registration, you can still switch to an endangered resources license plate and take advantage of the rebate. You don't need to submit the registration payment again, and your registration renewal month will stay the same. Your total cost for the new plate this year would only be $15. To buy a new plate, visit the Endangered Resources License Plate webpage to download and complete the DNR rebate form and the Wisconsin DOT Endangered Resources License Plate application form. Please allow up to 6 weeks for processing the rebate checks. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is looking for local heroes to be honored at the 2025 annual Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event Monday, June 9th at the Legend at Bergamot in Oregon. If you know an individual or an organization who has gone above and beyond to save a life or make a community better, they encourage you to nominate them. To nominate a hero or to complete the description of each hero category, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin. All nominations must be submitted by December 31st. Honorees will be celebrated across six categories: blood services, community impact, disaster relief, military, Red Cross hero, and youth and young adult. Nominees may come from any of the Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapter counties: Adams, Buffalo, Columbia, Dane, Green, Green Lake, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Juneau, La Crosse, Marquette, Monroe, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Trempealeau, Vernon, and the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Richland Center High School Band's Meet for the Beat raffle winners have been announced. This year's first prize winner of a quarter beef is Jill Wagner of La Crosse. The second prize winner of a whole hog and a stick of summer sausage is Tezra Menny of Lone Rock. And the third prize winner of 12 3-pound rump roasts, 4 packages of wieners, 6 packages of 2 chicken breasts, and 1 stick of summer sausage is Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters Calendar Raffle is Terry Spencer.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. It's Friday, December 20th. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died Monday, December 16th at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of Mary Ann Krako include her children, Anita and Lee Titus, Francis and Lori Krako, and Daryl and Teresa Krako. 9 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren. Brothers James Tidrick and Raymond and Rose Tidrick. Sister-in-law Diane Tidrick and nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76 of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be Saturday from noon until 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, son, Wade and Michelle, daughter, Lane, two grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr. Sisters, Carol Gilman and Jamie Hoffberger. Sister-in-law, Vicki Headley. Best friend, Thelma. Son-in-law, Keith Schmidt. And several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, December 28th at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home on Saturday, December 28th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Gary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, one grandson, one granddaughter, one step-grandson, two great-grandsons, one great-granddaughter, one step-great-grandson, twin sister, Lorraine Cordelieu, sisters-in-law, Karen Fowle and Marion Duran, brother-in-law, Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died Sunday at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held on Saturday, December 28th at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church on Friday, December 27th from 5 to 7, and again on Saturday, December 28th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Peggy Reddy include her husband, Kim, son, Daniel, and Katie Reddy, grandson, brother, Michael Wanneke and Andrea Kaiser of Bear Valley, sister, Kathleen and David Shane of Bear Valley, nieces and nephews, special cousin, Tom and Lonnie Haas of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Linda Reddy and Dennis Bowers, Jeannie Blackburn and Gloria Cleghorn, all of Bagley, nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends, Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green and formerly of Bear Valley. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday, December 29th from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Jeffers is survived by a daughter, Shannon Newton and Justin Pinch of Richland Center, three grandchildren, one great-grandchild, significant other Jim Fry of Richland Center, two sisters, Carolyn Anderson and Deb Anderson, nieces, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs.
Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes today go out to Dean and Lori Reinhardt and Carrie Pospical. Happy anniversary from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hope you're having a great Friday, everybody, and hope everything's going well with digging out from that snow that we received across our region. Of course, tomorrow is the winter solstice, comes in at 3:21 in the morning. It will feel winter-like with some pretty cold temperatures out there tomorrow morning, thanks to the fresh snow and light winds and clear skies overnight. You'll have to bundle up. Same story for Sunday morning. We do have a much warmer spell on the way, though, starting next week, as mild air floods across the country. We'll also see quite a bit of cloud cover move in. One weather system could deliver some light precipitation late Sunday night, early Monday, the brunt of that going north of us. And then we'll have another system arrive by Wednesday night and Thursday with a chance of some light showers and drizzle. Could see a few pockets of heavier rain as we approach the final weekend of 2024. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy skies, pretty normal temperatures reaching the upper 20s, north wind around 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 5 degrees with light winds. Tomorrow, looking at partly cloudy sky, cool with a high near 21, wind variable becoming south to southeast around 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, just a few clouds, low temperature about 8. On Sunday, partly sunny and slightly warmer, high temperature near 30, slight chance of some light snow or mixed precipitation late Sunday night. Monday, a small chance of freezing drizzle or sleet in the morning, mostly cloudy and warmer. Low near 26 with a high of 37. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and quiet. Low in the mid-20s, high 37. Christmas Day, cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle by evening. Low 27 with a high near 39. And Thursday, cloudy and mild with areas of fog. Also some patchy drizzle or light rain possible. Low in the low 30s with a high temperature near 40 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon. Enjoy some of that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 30 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 20. Yesterday, we had a high of 24 and also received 5.5 inches of snow. A record high for this day set in 1988 at 62, while a record low of 21 below was set in 1963. Last year on this day, our high was 43 and our low 23. Sunset today will be at 4:28, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:31. Since the overnight hour, we've received a dusting of snow. The barometer is up to 30.25 and winds out of the northeast at 4. Again, it's a sunny 30 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
People get hurt on the farm, so why don't we talk about it? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There's a lot of accidents that happen on farms and in agriculture that does not get reported.
That's Sherry Saskowski, the safety manager at Wiffles Hybrids, a seed company in Geneseo, Illinois. Before taking her current job, Saskowski worked with Purdue University Extension in a safety role, plus earlier jobs in food production and processing. She says farmers are primarily self-employed and therefore not required by federal law to report on-the-job injuries.
There's probably some other reasons, some cultural reasons. There might be pride, maybe some fear of embarrassment. You know, the average farmer in the United States in 2022 was 58.1 years old, and farmers have a notoriously independent mindset. So they may be afraid that if they tell someone that they were injured, especially if they were in their older years, that they might have tasks taken away from them.
Saskowski says bringing the incidents of injuries out in the open may help prevent them in the future. And she adds, whether it's a farm or some other agricultural enterprise, it's good to have incentives in place for employees to report unsafe conditions. Good communication and a culture that promotes safety, she says, can lead to fewer injuries on the job. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Democrats cry foul on the government funding resolution. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans aren't just new, they're revolutionary. With superior genetics, Z-Series soybeans deliver yield potential like you've never seen. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The U.S. House is expected to vote on another attempt to fund the government later today. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more.
Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee sits on the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee and Budget Committee and says a continuing resolution to fund the government and extend the Farm Bill, among other things, is being held hostage.
Keeping government open is one of Congress's most basic responsibilities. A government shutdown would hurt our economy. It adds billions of dollars to the deficit and would lay off hundreds of thousands of workers.
During a call with reporters Thursday, Kildee said after experiencing 4 shutdowns during his 12 years in Congress, they never work out well. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell said a Farm Bill extension in the package cannot be ignored.
People do not understand what is in that Farm Bill, how much aid our farmers need, or that school lunch programs or SNAP is in there. So there are a lot of programs that people are counting on that if are not in this bill, people that we represent are going to be really badly hurt.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The CEO of Growth Energy says clean fuel production tax credits have an uncertain future. Emily Score says President-elect Trump has not been vocal about the 45Z tax credit.
We do know that Mr. Trump campaigned and won, and a lot of Republicans campaigned and won on maybe repealing or modifying the Inflation Reduction Act. These tax credits are part of the Inflation Reduction Act, so we know that was the campaign conversation.
But she says there is some optimism within the industry.
These investments are in primarily red GOP districts and states, and we know that we have a core group of Republican champions that understand, I may not support the entirety of this IRA, but these biofuel tax credits, they make sense for the rural economy.
She spoke to Brownfield at the recent Iowa Farm Bureau convention in Des Moines. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in 2 poultry flocks in Nebraska. The cases were detected in a small backyard flock and 1 large backyard mixed flock. High-path avian influenza has been spreading around the upper Midwest in the last month. During that time, South Dakota has had 14 affected commercial flocks and 1 backyard flock affected, 3 affected commercial flocks in Minnesota, 7 flocks in Iowa with 1 backyard flock, and 2 new flocks in Wisconsin, including 1 commercial turkey flock. Commercial red meat production was down during November. USDA says the monthly total, 4.6 billion pounds, was 3% lower than last November, with slower slaughter rates for both cattle and hogs, canceling out steady to higher average live weights. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6000.
Direct cash cattle and cash hog business are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet this morning following back-to-back days of light trade. A few bids have been renewed at $191 live in Kansas. Asking prices are around $193 to $194 live in the South and around $307 plus dressed in the North. Deals this week have had a range of $303 to $308 dressed, mostly $305, which is $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals have been marked at $191. That's fully steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef is sharply lower and lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $4.42 at $316.27. Select is 55 cents lower at $283.56. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 500 to 750 pounds were unevenly steady. Steers over 750 pounds sold on a higher undertone. Heifers 500 to 700 pounds were unevenly steady, and heifers over 700 pounds sold with a lower undertone. The USDA says demand was good. The offering consisted of many large load lots. Feeder supply included 54% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer 600 to 648 pounds brought $290 to $314. Medium and large one feeder heifer 654 to 685 pounds brought $252 to $277. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to confidentiality with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Business overall this week has been lackluster at best. Processors haven't been in a position where they've had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. This could likely be the story for the remainder of the year. The industry is looking ahead to next week's quarterly hogs and pigs report, and it continues to monitor demand, both on the global market and domestically. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $79.61. It's $79.74 for both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52, and pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.15 at $98.30. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A renewed focus on health. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A registered dietitian says over the years, Americans' diets have shifted.
Shailene McNeil says they haven't necessarily gotten better over the years either. But she tells Brownfield there's an opportunity for that to change.
I think it's really great that we're focusing on nutrition more than we've seen in a long time. And I think that's going to give us an opportunity to revisit some of this, these recommendations. We know that Americans' beef intake is consistent with what the current dietary guidelines recommend. So most Americans aren't overeating beef. That's a big myth in nutrition. And what we also know is that many Americans are eating way too many refined grains, way too much sugar, way too many carbohydrates. And I think what this new administration will give us an opportunity to do is reset and have another conversation about what's really wrong with the American diet, because it's certainly not beef intake. And I think we're looking forward to that being an opportunity.
Balanced nutrition is essential to maintaining a healthy lifestyle because it provides energy, it supports growth and development, promotes immune function, helps regulate metabolism, prevents chronic diseases, and improves mental health. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's Player with Hearts, Coleman Becker from Auburndale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Coleman is involved in football and wrestling, and when he's not playing sports, he's involved in FFA fundraisers and work on the family farm. Many of their fundraising projects go to help out during the holidays.
All that money that we raise goes straight towards our local Toys for Tots. Our FFA actually does the shopping. We go to a local store and we buy a bunch of toys, and I think our receipt was like 16 feet long this year.
Coleman likes how farmers look out for each other and remembers going with his dad to Nebraska to help farmers that fell victim to flooding. He plans to go to tech school to study agribusiness and bring that knowledge back home to add another generation to the family farm.
Around here, it seems that a lot of the small farmers have started going to a decline. For me to be a four-time generational farmer, that's really something neat.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.